Welcome to the Story Story Night podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Holmes. Tonight, October 25th at 7 p.m., Story Story Night presents Spooked, Stories of the Uncanny. To set the mood for the scary story night to come, today we present a podcast exclusive. I asked Charmaine Westcott, a crowd favorite featured storyteller from June's Gullibility, to share her haunting tale.
When I first moved to Boise in 2000, I lived in a little duplex on the North End. The owners of that house were elderly, and they lived in the larger of the two apartments next door to me. They had told me that they bought the house so that their mother could live in the smaller apartment, and when she passed away, they started renting it out. It was a really cute apartment. I loved living there. It was built in the 40s, and it had all sorts of charm. It had French doors leading into this tiny bedroom that barely fit a bed, and it had a ghost. The first time I noticed the ghost, I was in the kitchen cooking some beans, and I had just stirred the beans and put the spoon onto the spoon rest on the stove, and I turned around to do something else. And when I came back to the stove to stir the beans again, the spoon was gone. It wasn't in the spoon rest anymore. So I looked on the counter, and I looked on the kitchen table, and I did a full 360 in the kitchen, and I looked on the floor, and the spoon was gone. I couldn't find it. So I went in the drawer and got another spoon and turned back around to the stove to stir the beans, and the spoon was back on the spoon rest. The spoon that clearly wasn't there before. And I laughed, and I thought, I wonder if this house has a poltergeist. Then I started noticing other things. There was one window in the house next to a chair that I would sit in when I was on the computer. And for no reason, the blinds would sway back and forth. And every time that it would happen, I would investigate. There was no heater vent close to that window. My cat was never anywhere around. And the force was too strong for a breeze. They would just sway every once in a while. And probably one of the creepiest things is that my cat would often stare at that window, whether the blinds were moving or not. In fact, she would sit in the middle of the living room, and she would look towards the kitchen, and she would slowly turn her head. It was as if her eyes were following something walking across the living room. The first time I actually heard the ghost, I was in the bathroom washing my face. And I heard what sounded like a female voice humming. It sounded like this. So when I heard it, I turned the water off and I was straining to listen, and it kind of faded away. And at that time, I chalked it up to water going through the pipes. It was an old house. But then I started hearing the humming in different areas of the house, in the kitchen, in the living room, in the bedroom. And as soon as I would start to hear it, it would fade away. So I would just catch a part of it, and then it would fade away. One night, I was sitting in that chair next to the window, where the blinds would move. And I was on the phone with my mom, and the blinds started moving again. And I told my mom that I thought I had a ghost in the house. And right as I said that, before she had an opportunity to respond to me, the light that was next to my chair turned off, then back on again. It didn't flicker. It just turned off and back on like a signal. So, of course, I immediately screamed into the phone to my mom, "The light just went off and back on again." And both of us were freaked out, but it was exciting, you know. It was exciting to be living in a home with a ghost. My mom told this story to my stepfather, and my stepfather called me back to tell me his experience in the house. They had been visiting one weekend, and my stepfather had fallen asleep on the sofa in my living room, and he describes it as he woke up, sat up on the sofa, and felt a really strange feeling, felt like he had gone back in time. And the room, it was the same house, but the room was different. There was different furniture in the room. The paint on the walls was different. He said it was like a pea green. And he had looked out the window, and the neighborhood looked different. And he felt uneasy. He said that there was a light coming from the kitchen, and he could hear a man and a woman, voices that he didn't recognize, having an argument. And it was, the way he describes it is that it was really surreal, and he was afraid. He was afraid to get up and go inspect the kitchen. So he decided to just lay back down and go back to sleep. And when he woke up again, everything was back to normal. He thought it was just a dream at the time and never told anyone about it. But after my mom had described my experiences in the house, he wanted to tell me that when it actually happened, he thought it was real. The last time I heard the humming, it actually woke me up out of bed. It was louder than it had been in the past, and it was distinct. It was a distinct tune, a distinct melody. I don't remember it now, but I used to remember it. The French doors were closed to my bedroom, and it was dark in there. And I heard it very, very clearly. But it wasn't scary. It wasn't creepy. It was comforting. It was soothing. And I remember in my mind, I was sort of making peace with the ghost, telling the ghost, "We can both live here. I'll take care of the place." It was like I was accepting her presence. And I think she accepted mine, because I didn't hear the humming after that. I never did find an appropriate way to ask my landlords if their mother had died in the house. It just seemed like a weird thing to ask. So, at the time I was living there, I never asked, but in preparation for doing this story for Story Night, I thought it might be interesting to actually find out if their mother had passed away in that home. I researched and found their phone number, and, I wasn't sure they would still be alive, but, she was alive and she answered the phone. I told her what I was doing, and she was very sweet. I asked her if her mother-in-law, because it was her mother-in-law that had lived there before, if her mother-in-law had passed away in that apartment. And she told me no. She said that her mother-in-law had passed away in a nursing home. So I asked her if her mother-in-law used to hum. And she said that she didn't remember her mother-in-law humming. And I asked her if she had ever experienced a ghost herself, or if anyone who had rented that apartment had experienced a ghost. And she said, no, no, sweetie, I'm sorry. You know, I've never seen one. Nobody's ever reported one to me. And, you know, my mother-in-law didn't die in the house. And I'm sorry I couldn't help you. And I was pretty disappointed. I was hoping I would have, you know, a great ending to my story. And she said, you know, my mother died in this house, but that was a long time before my mother-in-law passed away.
Special thanks to Jared Halleck, who composed the creepy music featured on this podcast. Jared recently performed this work as part of his multidisciplinary project, Unity and Diversity, at the annual Fall for Boise series. The music is also featured on Project 213's debut album, Fishtail, available on iTunes. And thanks to you for listening. We'll see you tonight, in costume if the mood strikes, for Spooked, Stories of the Uncanny. Story Story Night is brought to you by presenting partners, the Boise State Story Initiative and The Cabin, venue partner The Lennon Building, design partner Neighborhood All-Stars, and importantly, our broadcast partner, Boise State Public Radio. Please donate now at radio.boisestate.edu. Our Story Story Night theme is by Dan Costello. Hear more at hearcostello.com. And please join us on the podcast next week for the first installment from our October 25th event, Spooked, Stories of the Uncanny. Learn more at storystorynight.org.